The goal that Good Friday was simple enough. Transfer the corn he'd just picked up from a soggy field 10 miles south to the silo on his homestead. Quiet now that he'd dispatched his help and Lori had left for Sioux City, Iowa, nearly an hour away. He parked his truck alongside the tractor next to the silo and tilted his truck's long cornfield bed using the hydraulic hoist. Connected to the tractor was a large bin called a hopper, which Kurt wheeled beneath the truck bed to catch the corn when he opened the gate. Inside the hopper, covered by a protective grate, was a giant iron corkscrew, about 30 feet long, called an auger. Its job was to rotate, slowly and constantly, to convey the corn up a long yellow chute and dump it into the top of the gleaming chrome silo. With everything now in place, Kurt turned the auger on. Despite all that prep work, something went slightly off kilter, as often happens in the life of a farmer. In this case, the corn released too quickly, causing a torrent of kernels to pile up over the sides of the hopper and atop the protective grate, concealing the auger's rotating blades. Kurt stepped onto the corn-filled hopper to lower the truck's gate and stem the flow. In his haste, he forgot that the grate had a rather large hole in it, one he'd cut himself months earlier when the ground was frozen solid and he couldn't fit the auger beneath the grain bin. He remembered it only when his foot sank into the corn through that very hole and into the whirring auger funnel. It snagged his foot and wrenched him forward, shredding his jeans, then his ankle. He fell backward onto the gravel path. The blades, still churning, slowly pulled him into the hopper, all the while tearing flesh from bone.